Our scripture this morning comes from the book of Revelations, chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of the heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Send your word, O Lord, like the rain falling down upon the earth.
You may be seated. One thing that I've learned in my life is that nothing lasts forever. When I was younger and in school, I would be going and doing different activities with friends, maybe bowling or just going, hanging out at Sonic. And a lot of times when we were all together, I was the one that, you know, was like, "Oh, let's stay 30 more minutes. Oh, let's stay 30 more minutes." Because I was having a good time. I never wanted it to end. But as I've gotten older, as I've learned, and hearing this when I was younger, I didn't understand. Hearing that time just goes by faster and faster. And in my 28, I had to think there for a second, in my 28 years, I've seen that. I've seen how time just continually moves faster and faster. And these different activities, these different events that I used to want to last longer and longer, I still want to last longer and longer. But yet, for some reason, they continually to end faster and faster. It's amazing how life continually goes by faster and faster. And the thing about knowing that time goes faster, that means our life continues to go faster and faster. Years go by faster and faster. And then we start to think. We start to think, well, what is going to happen? What's going to happen when my life comes to an end? What's going to happen when I'm no longer walking this earth? And for some people, that's a very stressful event to talk about. For some people, it's not. For those that are stressed about it, one of the reasons is because it's unknown. It's unknown what exactly is going to happen when we are no longer physically walking this earth. But in our reading today, as John is prophesizing, is revealing this vision that has come to him, John talks about a new heaven and a new earth where God and mortals walk together. where death is no more. See, at this point, we can hear this new heaven, this new earth. We can hear that death is no more. We can hear about this new Jerusalem. But that doesn't necessarily calm us. There's still so much uncertainty of what that looks like, when it'll happen. But if we think about how nothing lasts forever, that phrase is actually inaccurate. Because God lasts forever. We talk about God's everlasting presence within our life. We talk about how we are with God today through the Holy Spirit, that Christ works through us today. And so in claiming those actions, knowing of Christ's presence in our life today, do we not think that maybe, just maybe, this new earth, this new creation that John is prophesizing, that is starting now? That God is with us now. And that as those who claim for the presence of God in our life, rather than worrying about what comes at the end, that we start worrying about how we can continually begin that new creation and build God's kingdom here and now. Because what we are doing here in life today, it is part of our life. And we will continue to go on and feast and join together in Christ and whatever that looks like. But as those who claim to be followers of Christ, should we not love one another? Should we not help those who are in pain, who have tears running down their faces through compassion, through love, through justice, through peace? See, as we are Christians who claim of God's presence, claim of God working through us, then we as Christians should be working towards building this new heaven, this new earth, this new Jerusalem here and now, rather than waiting for it to come to us. Rather than wondering what it's going to look like when this new earth, this new creation is going to happen, when we are going to be able to walk alongside of God. And more worried about how can we make that happen now? How can we use our life in a way that helps God's kingdom be built here and now? Because God's kingdom is here and now. And it's our job as those who claim Christ. It's our job as those who claim of God's presence in our life to continue to build that kingdom. Continue to show that kingdom. Continue to help others know of that presence of God through love, through compassion, in whatever way we can. And so, as we think about the end, let us not dwell on what the end looks like, but let us start the beginning. Let us start building. Let us start building. helping others know of the kingdom of God that is here and now. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for your presence. And Lord, we ask that you guide us. You guide us so that we can help others know of your kingdom that is here and now, so that we can be the people that help create your new heaven, your new earth, so that all people will have hope through Christ. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.